In Luke's Gospel, and in Luke's Gospel only, we have the shepherds. Overriding all of those traditions, whether it be Christmas with wise men, Christmas with shepherds, Christmas as a poem, overriding it are the words of the angel. For unto you this night is born a Savior. Echoing the prophecy, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And it's hard not to even hear those words without also hearing the way they were set to music by George Frederick Handel. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Unto us. I hate it when this happens. I get the mail and there's a Christmas card from somebody and it's like 2 days before Christmas and I didn't send them one. You go, oh, what am I going to do now? Somebody comes up and just out of nowhere hands you a gift and you go, I didn't get you anything. And I mean, you don't say that. You say, thank you very much. But you're thinking, how am I going to even this out? Which, of course, turns gift-giving into a transaction, which gift-giving is not. Most explicitly, it is not. When we take seriously the words of the angel, the words of the prophet, unto you is born this day, for unto us a son is given. Try to figure out how you could make that one even, how you could pay that one back. And yet we still have the whole tradition of Christmas to fully come to terms with that. I think that the child is born unto us this night, as he was born unto the wise men, as he was born unto the shepherds, and as he was born unto his mother. In different ways, for different purposes, understandings in different ways. The child was born unto us as he was born unto the wise men. These were the full professors of his day. Almost all of the characters in the New Testament were illiterate peasants, certainly all of the disciples. Jesus was renowned and given special mention when he was found to be in the temple as a 12-year-old, reading and teaching. It was very unusual for anyone to be as literate as Jesus was said to be, reading the scriptures in Hebrew. Most were illiterate. And yet we have the astrologers, the scientists, the professors who had Herod's ear and were told to go find this child and figure it out. Tell me what this is about. You're the smartest people we have. You're the Stephen Hawking and Carl Sagan of our day. It's your job to do research and report. And so they did. They did the research. They followed the star. They found the child. And they were somewhat at a loss. The only thing they could do was to present a gift of thanksgiving, precious gifts for the time, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But they didn't collect data. They didn't hold focus groups. They didn't apparently measure anything. And they didn't write, submit, and then revise and resubmit an article to a journal to be published. None of the wise men got tenure from their work in Bethlehem. They simply went back and said, we saw the child. We said thank you. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. A gift for which we could not possibly repay. And when the child is born unto us this night, the only response is to say thank you. That was extraordinary. Thank you. Unto the shepherds a son was born, a child was given. These are the working class folks. These are the ones who, if they lived in the 21st century, would be running punch presses in a factory. They would be moving paper from here to there. They would be uploading and downloading files from the server and to the internet, largely anonymously, punching in at 7 or 8 or 8:30, punching out at 10 o'clock for a coffee break, by golly. And at 10:15, back to work, pressing more punches, shuffling more paper, uploading more files. Lunchtime, afternoon coffee, day's over. Well, somewhere in between the end of lunch and afternoon coffee break, they got a concert, a free concert from the angels. And what a break it is for someone whose workaday life involves repetition, perhaps boredom, to have the inbreaking of this word from the angels. Go check this out. And so they did, and they told everybody, and they got an extra coffee break that night. Unto the shepherds was born a child. It gave them just a little more time off. And I expect the only response they could make also was, well, thank you. I enjoyed the extra coffee break. I enjoyed the extra moment. Unto us a child is born, as unto the wise men, as unto the shepherds, and perhaps as unto Mary, his mother. She'd already heard the angels twice before and simply said, let it be unto me. I guess it's the only response you make when you really get it, that a messenger from God is telling you who you are and asking you to do something. Let it be unto me, she said. And I imagine that it became clear to her, at least for a moment, as clear as it can be to any human being, what this was about when the shepherds had gone and the lights had become low, the cattle stopped their lowing, or whatever it is the cattle were doing, and it was just Joseph and her and the baby. And maybe Joseph was taking a nap. And she felt the warmth that is unique to what can be felt by a mother and a newborn child. Unto her was this very special gift. The rest of us sort of pick it up vicariously. Some of us have given birth to children and held them and are a little closer to knowing what that must have been like. The rest of us have it vicariously. We went to a baby shower this afternoon and I held a small child and I thought, well, this might be what it was like, sort of, but only in part, at best. And I'm intrigued by the drama that remains largely unsaid in any of the versions of the New Testament account of Jesus' birth. All of our adult children, and pretty much every adult child that I know that's expecting a child, reads What to Expect When You're Expecting. It's the Dr. Spock of the day. That book certainly was unavailable in first century Palestine. And even if it was, it wouldn't say, well, you can expect this, a manger instead of an inn, an outdoor birth. And all of what is unimaginable for any of us who have been witness to or given birth in a modern hospital. And yet somehow they made it work. They made it work without the book. Stunning, isn't it? It's a recurring theme throughout the New Testament. When God decides to go to work for real, and by for real I don't mean that wedding at Cana thing, which was more or less a parlor trick. When God decides to go to work for real, he chooses unlikely and unexpected and maybe even unworthy co-conspirators. Saul, the persecutor, becomes Paul, the apostle. Zacchaeus, whose life is literally and figuratively probably up a tree, gets to have dinner with his Lord. King David, the hero of the New Testament, feet of clay. All of those who have any prominence whatsoever in the Old and New Testament are unlikely, unexpected. A few of them quite unworthy. And so here we have Mary, her story tonight. Unto her a son was born. Unto us a child was given, as unto Mary. We run the gamut, sometimes unworthy, more often than not, frankly. Sometimes in ways that we could never expect, unimaginable blessings that come our way. And there's only one thing asked of us, and that is to pay attention in your life to the unexpected, the unworthy. Unto us is born this night a child. And in all of our lives, I suspect, there is at least someone we could think of if we thought for a moment and probably wouldn't have to think very hard. someone in our lives who is in an unexpected place, perhaps in unexpected trouble of their own doing or not. Unlikely situations people we know find themselves in. People whose unlikely and unexpected circumstances this night may be. Maybe because they're in a situation that would be judged unworthy by virtually all counts. And the only thing asked of us in response to hearing again this story is to recognize that it is not only unto us in this room was born this child. It was unto us in the usness of all of us in the company of those people you were just thinking about a minute ago, whose lives are up in the air, whose lives are in some way experiencing something unexpected, unintended, maybe feeling unworthy. Unto all of us, a child is born. Unto all of us, a son is given. I'm grateful. Merry Christmas.